Unit 3, page 17. Listen to the news report.
It felt like the end of the world. We thought it was something that had hit the building.
I thought it was a plane crashing. The ceiling was falling and there was no place to hide. We were sure we were going to die.
I was stuck in traffic in the car, and I felt my car shaking. I was positive that another car had hit me. Then I saw the houses collapsing and injured people in the street, and I realized it was an earthquake.
It's 9 o'clock, and you are listening to News Live at 9. And I'm Jane Oberon with an update on the 7.0 earthquake that hit Haiti on January 12th, approximately 25 kilometers west of Port-au-Prince, the capital city. The International Red Cross has estimated that about 3 million people have been affected by the quake. The devastation is unimaginable. Even a week after the earthquake, there are many thousands of people still missing, and many children who have been orphaned are still being found. The aftershocks, small earthquakes that come after a major earthquake, continue to terrorize the Haitian people. Today, the Haitian government confirmed a death toll of 170,000 people, with many thousands more still buried under the rubble. The Red Cross has organized an online family links network where people can search for missing relatives or register on a list called I Am Alive so other family members can locate them. The many Haitian orphans have touched the hearts of people around the world. Although many want to adopt the orphans immediately to save them from danger, children's protection organizations such as UNICEF and SOS Children have called for a halt to adoptions from Haiti in order to give surviving families a chance to find their children. The American State Department is asking people to be patient since it will take a while to figure out which children need homes and which need to be reunited with their surviving families. Since Haiti has recently become a growing source of children who are adopted by U.S. families, many of the orphans in Haiti had already started the adoption process before the earthquake. Hundreds of Americans who applied to adopt children prior to the disaster are anxiously waiting for the children. In a complicated operation, 53 of these orphans have been flown to the USA, where they were met by relieved families who had been waiting to hear if their children were safe. If you want to help the victims of the earthquake, contact the Red Cross at www.icrc.org. That's all for now. More updates at 10.